Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. World Mental Health Day being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights importance of mental health. Naglen today joins global community in marking of World Mental Health Day. Principal Director Education Shashank Pratap Singh says science crucial to India's development. And Nagaland Manipur officers begin civil defense training in Dimapur. Now the news in detail. World Mental Health Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about mental health issues and mobilize efforts in support of mental health care worldwide. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said World Mental Health Day serves as a powerful reminder that mental health is a fundamental part of everyone's overall well-being. He urged people to work collectively and create environments where conversations around mental health become mainstream. Mr. Modi also complimented all those working in the field of mental health. On the occasion, Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, launched several new initiatives, including Telemanas app for the National Tele Mental Health Program, Telemanas, in New Delhi. Manas app will now be available in 10 regional languages, in addition to the English and Hindi languages. Mr. Nadda said, India is committed to ensuring equitable, affordable and inclusive access to mental health services. He said, with the launch of the new features in the Telemanas app, the government is strengthening its preparedness to respond effectively to mental health emergencies and expanding the reach of digital innovations to every corner of the country. The minister highlighted that since its inception, Telemanas has handled around 28 lakh calls with trained counsellors engaging in more than 20 different languages. Mr. Nadda informed that every day about 4,000 people reach out for support. Nagaland today joined the global observance of World Mental Health Day. At an event at the Directorate of Health and Family Kohima, Secretary S. Tainu emphasized the urgent need for accessible mental health support during crises such as natural disasters, conflicts and emergencies. She stressed that while such events often cause deep psychological trauma, mental health remains underfunded and overlooked in emergency responses. Reflecting on Nagaland's vulnerability to landslides, floods and social tensions, she urged the need for greater awareness, early intervention and stigma reduction to build a supportive society. On the occasion, Ms. Tainu officially launched the video consultation of Telemanas, which provides free 24/7 mental health services, including counseling, through a toll-free helpline 14416 and mobile app. Meanwhile, the State Mental Health Institute Kohima also marked the day. Senior Medical Officer Dr. Novotso Kesso called for prioritizing mental health during disasters, conflicts, and crises when it becomes more vulnerable, more fragile, and more critical. The State Level Science Seminar 2025 was held today at TM Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima. The event was organized by the Directorate of School Education under the theme The Quantum Age Begins, Potentials and Challenges. Addressing the event, Principal Director Shashank Pratap Singh emphasized the crucial role of science and technology in transforming India into a global knowledge hub, enabling it to achieve the goal of a developed nation.
Make India a developed country by 2047. The role of science education, the role of science and technology cannot be underestimated. Science and technology, among other sectors, must play very critical role to make India a knowledge hub, and that is how we can achieve the vision of making India a developed country by 2047. So look at the bigger picture.
Mr. Singh encouraged students to look at science beyond the traditional combinations, but explore emerging fields such as microbiology, biotechnology, nuclear medicine, and quantum physics and mathematics. He urged students to seek guidance from teachers and pursue science with passion and purpose, even beyond state borders if needed. Participants from all 17 districts across Nagaland competed in the seminar. The state-level winner will represent Nagaland at the national seminar in Bengaluru. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. A 21-day Civil Defense Master Trainers training program commenced today at the Central Training Institute, Toluvi, in Dimapur. Altogether, 20 trainees from Nagaland and 10 trainees from Manipur will be undergoing the training. At the inaugural event, Director General of Home Guards, Civil Defense and SDRF, Renchamo P. Kikon, emphasized the critical role of civil defense wardens in bridging the gap between district administrations and communities. He encouraged trainees to foster interstate collaboration, especially between Nagaland and Manipur, to build resilient response systems and stronger regional ties, a report.
Training is being carried out under a memorandum of understanding between the Home Affairs Ministries, Directorate General Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, and the Directorate of Civil Defense, Home Guards and SDRF Nagaland. The program is aimed at strengthening first response capacities of states and union territories against any disasters and emergencies. The initiative was prompted by the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack and the ensuing India-Pakistan tensions. Under the MOU, a total of 3,600 civil defense wardens and volunteers will be trained across the 10 designated civil defense districts in Nagaland. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland will observe Polio Day on Sunday, 12th October, as part of the Sub-National Immunization Day. The drive will be carried out across five districts, namely Kiphire, Mon, Noklak, Pek, and Twensang. Booth day will run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., where two drops of oral polio vaccine will be given to all children under the age of 5, regardless of their previous immunization status. After vaccination, a non-toxic ink mark will be applied on the child's finger. The State Health Department has urged parents and caregivers to bring their children to the nearest polio booth. The department has sought community-wide support to ensure full coverage. The Zilangrong Youth Organization Nagaland ZYON has deferred its planned non-peaceful agitation in Paran following a meeting with the Commissioner of Police, Dimapur, yesterday. Scheduled to commence yesterday, the protest was intended to pressure the state government for timely delivery of justice in the Pimla murder case, where a 31-year-old mother of two was murdered on April 7. Addressing media persons, ZYON President R. John Zilang said, the decision was made after the submission of the forensic report and filing of a supplementary charge sheet in court on October 7. The organization will await the outcome of the court proceedings. Earlier, ZYON had warned of intensified protests by October 9, citing undue delays in the investigation. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall over the northeastern states tomorrow.
Weather warning for next 7 days, day 1, that is 10th October. Orange warning is issued over South India, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. Apart from that, yellow warning is issued for heavy rainfall over Northeast India. Day 2, orange warning continues over Tamil Nadu and South India, Karnataka for heavy to very heavy rainfall. And yellow warning is also continuing over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura.
In Nagaland, rain with thunderstorm activities is likely across all districts. To end the news, the headlines again. World Mental Health Day being observed today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights importance of mental health. Nagaland today joins global community in marking of World Mental Health Day. Principal Director Education Shashank Pratap Singh says science crucial to India's development. And Nagaland Manipur officers begin civil defense training in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.